Where are those ancient goddesses now? To purify and to bless our rites. To keep us sane. So we may bathe in their unsullied waters.
Date?
1867 to 1869. The Industrial Revolution had created both great wealth and great poverty. The poorest turned to the workhouses. The conditions there are well known to most people through Dickens' descriptions in Oliver Twist. Though fictional, these were not too far from the reality in many cases. Part of verses printed in the magazine Punch in 1867.
St. Pancras, sure thou canst not know how in thy district matters go, or thou wouldst be irate. Thy under-guardians, I regret exceedingly to say, have let their and thy parish workhouse get into a shameful state. There, steeped in dirt, thy paupers lie, not quite like pigs, for in a sty there still is room and air, but narrow wards those poor confine, in holes and corners they recline, together closer crammed than swine. Pigs would be stifled there. Then pigs with straw are mostly blessed, but some of these on bare forms rest, some on the naked floor. Thus do the swine of guardians sleep. Their hogs, do any of them keep, that they may grow their bacon cheap, St. Pancras, as thy poor?
We now perform a song of gratitude, sung by the children in a workhouse concert on January the 16th, 1867.
God bless our kindly master, likewise the matron too. So wise to rule, so kind to bear with faults we often do.
The St. Pancras Workhouse was supported by local relieving stations, which could give assistance to people who were not workhouse inmates. Next, we have one woman's experience of the system. Mary's home.
I was one of a family of seven children. We lived in a 12-roomed house in Kentish Town with eight other families. At night, my brothers had to go into the streets while me and my sister got ready for bed. Then we put out the candle and my brothers had to undress in the dark.
Mary, aged 10.
I was what they call a step girl. That's because I earned a few coppers scrubbing the doorsteps of people in Bonnie Street. They didn't have a maid. They were too poor. But they were proud. I had to provide my own apron. You tore a sack in half. You used a sack because it was hard wearing and cheap.
Mary, aged 15.
I managed to get a post as a maid from a family who'd become a bit better off. It was hard work. People used to call me a mop squeezer, or sometimes a six-pounder, because that was my year's wages.
Some advice to servants from Hannah Glasser's Servants Directory.
The first thing is that you must be up very early in the morning. Lace on your stays and pin your things very tight about you, or you can never work well. There are many useful things to be done regularly and before your mistress rises. You should polish the locks with an oily rag and a little rotten stone. Blow the dust off pictures and any stucco work with bellows. Scour the stairs with wet sand. Once your mistress has risen, set about the bedrooms. Always leave a little clean water in your chamber chair pans. It prevents any offensive smell.
Mary, aged 19, December 1869.
One day I walked about the streets all day, carrying my baby Tom. Of course, I had lost my post once my condition became obvious. It was bitterly cold. I went to the relieving office in the Grafton Hall in Kentish Town in the morning. An old man told me that the officer was not there. I went back again in the late afternoon and he said the same thing. I know now it was not true. So I kept walking about until at last I went to the house of Mr. Fleming. He was a nonconformist minister and someone told me he was kind. When I got there, I collapsed on the doorstep. They took me in, and Mrs. Fleming was so kind and gave me some bread and butter. When Mr. Fleming came home, he went to see what had happened. And then they said I could go into the workhouse. But my poor little Tom had got the bronchitis from being out in all that cold weather. And he died.
The coroner said the worst of it was that a sturdy beggar who knew how to go about it could get anything he wanted, but a poor girl was turned aside.
It was in the month of January, and the hills were clad in snow. When over hills and valleys my true love he did go, it was there I spied a pretty fair maid with a salt tear in her eye. She had a baby in her arms and bitterly did cry. How cruel was my father that barred the door on me, and cruel was my mother this dreadful crime to see, and cruel was my old true love to change his mind for gold. And cruel was that winter's night that pierced my heart with cold. Oh, hush, my little baby boy, and lay closer to my breast. How little does your father know this night we're in distress. He kissed me and embraced me till he had my favour.